Dutchman by Amiri Baraka. And it's going to be directed by Sarah Armitage. And we open February 11th and we run through March 18th.
All right. Very soon after folks are listening to this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And Kathleen, what have you got?
First thing that I've got is actually an International Women's Day event that is going to be on March 4th, the only date that is also a command, at the First Unitarian Church in downtown Portland, sponsored by the church and by Soapstone, which is a nonprofit that supports and celebrates women's writing. And the program is called Our Foremothers' Voices, and it features readings of speeches and writings by very early suffragists like Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Susan B. Anthony, and then women in the feminist movement in the 70s like Susan Griffin, we may hear this poem again, and Adrienne Rich and Lucille Clifton and various other people. So that's on March 4th at 2 p.m. And then I'm going to be the guest artist for Portland Actors Conservatory's production of a lovely play by Stephen Dietz called This Random World. And it opens sometime in April. Just go to the Portland Actors Conservatory website. I couldn't find it in my calendar, but it's happening. Thank you.
All right. So thanks for joining us, folks, and listening to this celebration of William Stafford and the not Stafford poets whose work is in the grand tradition that he gave to Oregon and everywhere else. So thanks for listening. Remember to support your local independent bookstores, your independent reading series, and independent radio. Good night.
This is KBOO Portland, listener-powered, non-corporate community radio.
When my dad used to take me to the ball games, he held my hand, almost covering it with his own. The trolley kicked. I was afraid he'd let go and I'd be lost in the forest of legs. I was afraid he'd forget where to get off, that we'd go to the wrong place. But he knew when to leave. He knew how to get to the ballpark, Connie Mack Stadium, and he knew how to get in, how to get me a hot dog, when to yell, when to boo, when to shout a name, when to clap, and when to ask me, "Are you having a good time, honey?" On the way home, I'd sit in his lap. His arms would be around me, close. I think of hot dogs, beer, his cigarettes, his smell, and roasted peanuts. Tell me what to do now, Daddy.
That's right, it's the Sudden Radio Project. Tonight, we have a completely fabricated show from very, very old material, all put together, that have never been partners before, and they're going to have a good time tonight. All old, new pieces. The Sudden Radio Project. I want to thank everybody that's involved, and we're going to go right up to the top of the hour at midnight. Have a great night. This is the Sudden Radio Project.
Antonio? You here?
Just checking, Mother. I didn't mean to wake you.
I thought you'd gone. I was just in and out, you know? I woke with a start. I thought maybe you were out someplace. I thought you left. You were gone.
No, Mother. I'm here. I was thinking I'd give you a sponge bath now. Are you hungry?
No, maybe later. A sponge bath would be nice, though. I'm a little warm.
Strange. Most of the time you're chilled. I'll get the pan and a washcloth. I've made the water warm. Tell me if it's too hot. How are you feeling? Did you sleep last night?
Honey, I don't know the night from the day. Except when I see the sun outside. I've slept off and on, the way I always do. Is there any mail?
Nothing much. A letter from Aunt Giselle. I'll read it to you later. Perhaps when you eat, okay?
Okay. Are you going to wash my hair?
I wasn't. Do you want me to? I can.
I guess not, but I would love to have it brushed.
Okay. Let me fix your pillows. How is this thing on your leg?
It's still sore, but I feel better when I move my leg in different positions. But it's so difficult, Antonio. I have no energy. Do I smell roses?
Yes. The roses near the pond are blooming again. I thought they were finished for the summer. I'll cut some for you later. Let me know if I'm hurting you.
Don't worry. I can barely feel your touch, Antonio. I dreamt about your father again. He loved the roses, you know.
I know. I'm going to lift your leg now.
Oh, the water feels good. Warm and cooling at the same time. He used to cut a spring bouquet for me every year to celebrate our anniversary.
Am I hurting you?
No, it's fine. He was young, in his 40s, patching stucco on the side of the house. In the dream, Antonio. I brought him some chilled wine. It was a hot day. He...
Mother?
She ripped open the buttons on my blouse, buried his head in me. I think he felt safe with my body around him. I so loved feeling his breath on me and his mustaches on my skin. He was shirtless and brown, sweating and full of mortar paste.
No wonder you're so warm.
Imagine a woman my age still dreaming that way. Oh, something's pressing against my left heel.
Just a wrinkle in the sheets. I'll fix it.
I don't mean to whine.
Is that better? Good. One time I came home from school for the weekend, and I discovered that you and Father were making love near the gazebo.
Oh, yes. We loved being under the trees, near the path to the trees. I loved the thrill of opening my eyes and seeing both your father and the tall trees around us, as if we were floating in them. Will you carry me past the trees later, Antonio? I haven't been through our trees.
Of course, Mother. Okay, I'm going to turn you a bit. Let me know if it hurts.
I'm so withered and bony, Antonio, so weak. Why is it I'm allowed to remember running through the mountains with my sisters? Sprinting past the spring flowers and rock patterns as if we had no time. Toward the peak and a bright blue sky. Why is it those memories are so clear?
So I talked with the publisher today, Mother. They want me to send them my manuscript soon. Derek will come next week to discuss it.
They're all dead. All my sisters are gone, Antonio. I'm all that's left. Who'd have thought I would have outlived them all? They're all gone. My whole family.
I'm your family. I'm here.
Poor Sarah, how she suffered at the end. Like Mother. I wish my mother had met you, honey. She would have loved you dearly. Of course you're my family, of course. You're sweet to take care of me so well.
Nonsense. Who would I be if I couldn't take care of you? Who would I? I'm going to turn you again.
Your father's sister. She's all that's left.
Aunt Giselle?
We were never really close. She lives so far away. I wonder how old she is now. Her husband was a good-for-nothing, shabby man.
I'm almost done. Just here around your neck.
How long your hair has gotten. Your father had the most golden hair when I met him, like yours. It got darker as he got older.
Then gray.
Wasn't he handsome with that gray at the temples? And that picture of him, you know, the one, the banquet?
Uh-huh. You too, with that streak of white just at the center of your forehead here. You transformed a room when you entered.
We were good together. And we could cut a rug, too, in our day. Bring me the picture, will you?
We're finished now. Mother, here's your picture. When I was a boy, all the kids in schoolyard would stare when you picked me up from school. The boys were mesmerized. I'll get the brush.
Not now, honey. I'm a little weary. I might just rest a minute, brush my hair later. Handsome man, your father. Those dimples. Close my eyes and catch my breath. Antonio?
Here, Mother. I'm right here.
Honey, you don't have to watch over me. I'm okay. I'll just rest a little. Maybe eat a little later. You can take me out to the trees later, maybe. That would be nice. Under the trees.
I'd prefer to stay. Let me fix your pillows. I'll take you to see the trees before it gets dark. We'll go to the pond. But for now, sleep. I'll just stay here a minute.
My sisters. Us on the mountain. Beautiful lily of the valley growing out from between the rocks.
Quiet now, Mother, quiet.
Simple and delicate.
I'm here, Mother. It's okay, I'm here.
Persistent.
Quiet.
How we used to run those hills, running toward the peak of the mountain. All that blue I'm surrounding here. Us, we I'm ran.
I'm here, Mother, quiet.
Does it strike you as odd, even a bit perverse, that he left so early in our marriage? We had barely been married a year when, on Easter, of all things, he came to me and said that he just... What did he say? I was in the dining room, following the course of evening light, and following the course of my thoughts that were not running in the usual constructive direction. My notion of the institution had crumbled. I was wondering what he saw in me. Or why he had even, after 2 years of living together, introduced the concept of marriage. I remember. He said, "If I saw you at a party, I would never expect that you had come with me." Those tears. That welling in the eye. I could never quite figure out why he was crying. After all, it was the foundation of my life that had been ripped away. He was in control the full time. Obviously. Well, anyone who wants to leave is always in control, aren't they? But the whole idea that he would leave me for this waif, that he would stroke his ego rather than his intelligence, that this idea was so foreign to me. There was a patch of skin on my forearm that drew my focus as the streaks of setting sun splashed our dining room table. Oddly, I thought, that skin is as fresh as the day it was made.
Good. That's good. I'd like to do it again. Why talk to the audience? Direct discourse?
Anna?
Yes. Why did she pick this time to do that?
Well, she wants a universal. I don't know. I mean, like, she's in pain. Numb, really. I mean, she likes... She's trying to figure out how her life got so fucked up, and she... I mean, I think she wants to bring someone else into it.
Is she asking the audience for help?
Yes. Yeah. Well, maybe. She's so, like, internal throughout most of the piece. So now, like, it's her time to get her thought out and tell someone else what she's been going through.
What about her friend Katie?
Katie's really, like, you know, wrapped up in her own shit. Anna really can open up to Katie within the limits of their relationship. Like, all relationships. Friends. Like, I mean, if they're built on superficial pleasantries, it's really hard to get someone to, I don't know, like, it takes that next...
Deeper...
Right. Deeper level.
What does she want?
She wants us to make sense of it for her.
She's questioning?
Yeah, for herself.
Good. Explore that. Less oratorical. Maybe you could play with the confusion, uncertainty. Want to do it again?
Yeah. I gotta pee first.
Okay. We'll start in 5. I have to call the sound guy anyway.
A year isn't a long time. Hadn't we only been married a year? Marriage was his idea. And of all things, he comes to me on Easter. Take that symbolism out for a ride and...
What?
Can I start again?
Sure. We have the space until 6. Whenever you're ready.
Doesn't the whole thing seem a bit perverse? I suppose many couples divorce after a year, but still. Marriage was his idea. He left me in the dining room 2 days before Easter. The symbolism won't escape you, I'm sure. I sat there in the setting sun, following light across the polished table. Why were there tears in his eyes? Was someone divorcing him? Often I tried to get out the glue, put back the crumbled pieces of our institution. But his revelation had shattered my perspective. It splintered around me like the large Greek urn that I'd been curled up in for a year. What had he said? What I know is that when someone...
Good, let's stop there a minute.
She's really thoughtful, isn't she?
Yeah, well, maybe too thoughtful. I'd like to see a little... She's off balance, isn't she?
I guess so. But you don't get that here.
I think we should see that. This thing has ruined her life.
This part of it, anyway. We know she rebuilds.
Don't think about later. Focus on how she would feel if she only knew what the audience knows now. Think about how she would be reacting if she just found out and she was caught off balance and she's a little surprised, too. Not just hurt.
Don't make her so analytical.
Right. Try that.
Okay, I'm really starting to get to know her a little. Whew.
Go when you're ready.
He said what he had to say and walked out of the room, as if he were just rehearsing. Except for the tears. Those tears made me want to smack him. How could he? Was this being done to him? How could he cry? 2 days before Easter, he was trying to be symbolic. I sat down at the polished, empty dining room table. Light from the setting sun splashed across its dark grain. I never even wanted to get married. After 2 years of living together, he dragged me into the institution. And now he... After only a year... Do you know what he said? If I saw you at a party, I would never think you were with me. Why did he have to say that? Why would he? Why would he feel he had to tell me this cute, succinct, rehearsed line? Why now, I wondered. I might have wanted to put it all back together, to see if there was a little bit of the shattered institution that we could use to start gluing. But no. Frankly, I think it's a little perverse. Light crept across the table, across the back of my hand. My skin is still as fresh and glimmering as the day I was born.
Good. That was good.
I didn't talk about why he left, the other woman.
Well, you could, or not. It anchors the audience, but...
She's got to be hurt more than if she just... than he's just leaving.
Oh, sure. I'm not clear how it adds emotion to the scene, though.
In the next scene, he comes home. It might be that she wants to, like, to confront him. I mean, like, after all, she hasn't gotten to say anything to him. He told her 2 days before Easter, and then he was gone for that convention. She's probably, I don't know, if it is about rebirth, then she really has to see something in that, or, like, she ought to...
What would she want to do?
I don't see her wallowing in it for very long. Okay, I'll just do it. And we'll see how it goes.
Start when you're ready.
Doesn't it strike you a little, I don't know, odd that... I'm going to start again. told me directly, almost bluntly, and walked out of the room, as if he were just practicing. Left the house. There were tears in his eyes. Those tears made me want to smack him. How could he? Was this being done to him? How could he cry? I was standing in the dining room. I sat at the polished, empty dining room table. Light from the setting sun splashed across its dark grain. Does it not strike you as perverse that he should leave me there, contemplating the last of our self-defined institution? That he inflicted so much.
So much.
I know what she wants. I know what she needs.
Go ahead.
She tells the audience because she wants to see past it. You know, like those karate chop guys who have to see past the wood in order to, well, like, to, you know, to break it in two. She wants to envision herself living beyond that moment of pain. That's it. I'll go again. Now I'm ready.
Up footsteps. Up chair scrape. The ticking of a clock. Far off bird in the evening.
Yellowed, weathered light seeped across the dining room table. I sat where he left me hours ago, numb and angry at the perversity of his blunt announcement. The institution had crumbled after 2 years of struggle, and for a waif that could only satisfy his ego. His tears. His tears. My thoughts seeped into the grain of this long moment, the way the sun was seeping into our polished table. Where had we been that we could be here? If, he said, if, he said, I saw you at a party, I wouldn't know you'd been there with me.
Up chair scrape, up footsteps. She stands. Footsteps fade to the window. Out.
There was a patch of skin on my forearm that drew my focus, caught in the ebbing light. Oddly, I thought, that skin is as fresh as the day it was made. Outside. California poppies were tucking themselves inside protective petals for the evening, exhausted from the work of projecting radiance.
Up music, under. Up approaching footsteps on gravel. Up door open, swings, squeaks. Pause. A long pause.
Anna? Anna? Anna?
Up music.
Anna?
Fade to out.
It's never going to be the same without you.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
What was it the poet said?
The head of John the Baptist on a platter with fries?
It was never this good before.
A black crow soars over the evergreen against sapphire.
She's dancing in the shadowy tower again.
That became a...
From under a rug, I crawled into oblivion.
I want the end to be the beginning.
I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry.
Strong winds are like sirens in the dark.
It blew the collar of your coat against my cheek.
Obscurity is its own reward.
End of the beginning.
Making connections of chaotic moments, they...
And became a...
The long sensual road across the thigh drew me north.
How do the dispirited find the will to create?
Song of despair in the twilight. Song of despair in the twilight.
She entered the tunnel that became a cave.
Song of despair.
Which became
wallpaper. Helped me slip into its patterns.
And threw herself under a train at a station in Moscow.
In an eternal night.
Take away that fool's bauble.
It's a long time yet before the end of the dream.
Your theories don't make sense anymore. Her thoughts scared me the most.
Tore the clothes from his back. How about a glass of water?
From velvet mouths, it whispered my name last night.
Take me away. Shostakovich was urged to find his way back to socialist realism.
Squeaked as we stepped into the darkness.
And goosebumps when it slithered across my bed.
Any less?
Your fingers were like feathers across my skin. That became a...
Take me away.
In the maze of geometry.
Which became a...
The odor, a melancholy song.
A song of despair floated in the twilight.
And became a...
Circling back on herself with the vengeance of repetition.
What was it the poet said?
I could hear your breath falling against the pillow.
Wet trickled across her navel.
With bitter love, she pulled him closer.
The smell of your skin in the afternoon.
He sang her a melancholy ode.
And the pundits say...
With bitter love, she pulled him closer.
The smell of your skin in the afternoon.
He sang her a melancholy ode.
And the pundits say... When they play in the yard and laugh innocently, I'm afraid.
What was it the philosopher said?
The pores of your tongue pulling across my skin.
The taste of my moistened, salty skin on your tongue.
There's no memory of your touch.
Your textures confuse me.
There's no memory of your touch.
Slip into its patterns.
I pulled back. When it closed around my wrist,
I pulled back. When it closed around me,
I pulled back.
Take me away.
It was never this good before.
Take me.
Circling back on herself with the vengeance of repetition.
Away.
The pores of your tongue pulling across my skin.
The taste of my moistened, salty skin on your tongue.
What was it the poet said?
From too much love of living, from hope and fear set free.
We thank with brief thanksgiving, whatever gods may be.
That no life lives forever, that dead men rise up never.
That even the weariest river winds somewhere safe to see.
Then star nor sun shall waken, nor any change of light.
Nor sound of waters shaken, nor any sound or sight.
Nor wintry leaves, nor vernal. Nor days, nor things diurnal.
Only the sleep eternal in an eternal night.
What was it the
Reminder of our mistake, constant reminder of no relief in my memory. No,
I've forgotten the past. I can't remember a time when I wasn't sweating.
I can't remember a time when my lips weren't sweating. Cracked,
when my when skin was coarse weren't. And thick with cooked age.
You're lying. You remember more than me. I know by the way you drive us to find resources.
I won't allow myself the luxury of memory. Wait.
I'm coming. Can't we rest soon?
I trust my urge to continue. There is a spiritual longing, a desire not to give in. What is that in the distance? Get out the glasses.
Just a minute. The cells are starting to wear out. You have to adjust them by hand. I'm not sure. I think it might be some kind of rock formation, or take a look.
Yes. A cavern, perhaps. Is that a tree?
I thought so. I wanted to be sure I wasn't imagining. Could it be that we'll have water tonight?
Don't start bathing yet. It might be dead. We've seen only dead shrubs and trees for 2 months.
We must have water soon. If you want to keep it alive, it won't be able to sustain the way we can. Dorna won't be able to manage without water.
If it is a tree, I'll laser drill when we get there. There might still be a pool below the new sand. Rewrap the cloth around your shoulder. It's starting to blister. What the hell is she doing?
She's urinating.
Don't do that now. Wait until we camp. Your body will recycle it again.
I couldn't wait. Don't stop. I'm coming.
Give me the glasses. What is that? To the left of the rock formation.
Let me see. Looks like a structure of sorts. It's close to the rock. We'll look, but only after we find camp.
Teresa? Chestina? Where are you?
We're here. Hurry. We're waiting.
She's going day blind. Her feet are blistered and swollen, too. I'm not sure how much longer we can travel with her.
Until we find a place to stay. Until we all arrive at a safe place. Do you hear? We must be near the old ocean. There are signs in the sand of decaying matter. Someone must be living near the edge of the...
Don't start with that crap. You can't dream like that, especially in front of her. Hope will defeat us.
You're such a damn hypocrite. Hope is the only feeling that is making you walk.
Survival. Nothing more.
But what survival? You are hoping. Admit it.
Admit what? Let's go. We've only a few hours before the wind and the cold. Your afternoon pee cost us time and distance.
Don't worry, Dorna. We'll be okay. Teresa just worries about the night, that's all.
Someone has to be responsible. You two don't seem to care about dying in the night. I won't die out here. That's that. And you, remember that you are not only responsible for yourself anymore.
I know.
It's our responsibility, Teresa. It's ours.
Let's go. Burned down with the drill about 100 feet. There's nothing.
I found some vegetation in the cave. We can extract the water and cook the vegetation.
Moss souffle, a family favorite. Well, there might be nutrients in it. If it's not poison.
I ran some of your tests. Seems okay.
We'll stay in the cave. I'll cover the front with our tent material. It should provide some warmth. Hurry up and cook that shit. I don't want the fire all night. You don't know what kind of strange creatures are flying in the night. How is the fetus?
I feel fine. It moved a lot today. Is that normal?
Yes. It will respond to you, Dorna. You must remember that it feels everything you do, only magnified. It's dependent on your psyche as well as your nutrition.
Will it be born alive?
Well, that is the question of the year, isn't it?
Of course it will be born alive. We're doing the best we can. It must be born alive. You're healthy. You're the youngest person we've seen in...
many years.
Tell me about Lefoto.
Oh, it's just a myth. No one even knows if it exists. We've told you a dozen times.
I believe it exists.
Tell me.
In a city near the end of things, all the remaining humans made a memory keepsake in case of...
They knew they were all going to die. No one was being born. Everyone was sick in some way. There was nothing left for them but distractions and extinction.
They made a large board of about 10 feet high and 10 feet wide, full of micro-psychological receptors, each in turn after group meditation, after controlled readings, allowed the receptors to absorb their emotional energy. They meditated until they were filled with hope and desire. And then they filled the receptors with that energy, so that if someone, a fraction of the race, confronting extinction, found it, they could renew the soul of humanity.
Soul is a word I despise. They transferred electromagnetic impulses, that's all.
They buried it, didn't they?
in a large human-designed cavern, safe from the changes, from the atmosphere, from the others.
The story goes that a group of rebels rose against the preservists, and they wanted a self-sacrificial rebirth through complete extinction. The rebels tried to find the cube, sentimentally named Le Photo, in order to destroy it.
But they didn't, did they?
It's all a fairy tale that...
It was never found, and rumors got around that the preservists had hidden it from themselves by erasing it from their memories.
Tell me what it says on the front.
To all who find this artifact, here is the memory of a noble and vile race. We hope there is life in it. And they put the date. Who knows what was really inscribed? My brother got the story from my grandmother. He told me that before people in the outer regions started to die, they searched out across the dangerous veldt to make a pilgrimage, but no one seems to find it. I hope you can find it. It might call to you. You carry life.
Shh. She's asleep. Uncover her belly. I'll get the book. We'll read over it. Get the massage oil. Could you hold the light closer, please? She's warm. Her skin feels so new, smooth. Strange how she never wakes up. Memory insists she stood there, able to go neither forward nor back. And in that unanimous night, time slowed, in light pulsing through ash, light of which the coat was made. Light of their brick houses in matter's choreography of light. Time slowed, then reversed until memory held her, able to go neither forward nor back. They were alone where once hundreds of thousands lived.
What is it?
They once were dwellings of some kind. People lived in them. I assume they looked much better than they do now.
Are we near the artifact?
That's a legend, Dorna. We won't ever see the artifact. It's a fable to put you to sleep, that's all.
Justina said the artifact is real. There is a story.
It's just a story. A convenient, hopeful...
Teresa, let it go. We can stay here, Dorna. Do you see that over there, through the window? All that green? That means there's water. We can get it from drilling. We'll stay, at least until after the birthing.
What is this we're walking on?
Wood. There must have been trees here once. We can stay here until after, but not for long. She's hungry. I'm going out. Stay together.
She looks healthier today, less weak.
She smiles a lot.
She doesn't know what she was born into. I agree that she looks stronger now. She might be... She might be the last of a race, the last human born.
What is it? What's wrong?
Nothing. I'll be back shortly. Feed her the way I showed you. Make sure you eat more today, since we have food.
She got emotional, that's all. Nothing's wrong. We have a very healthy baby. Ours. Made from all of us.
I know. We shared. I don't understand.
Teresa is the scientist. I don't understand all of it either. But she's ours. She came from a little bit of each of us. Feed her now and rest. We have to go soon. We can't stay here. It's not safe.
Teresa wants to stay now? How come?
Teresa has been traveling a long time. She's tired in her body, in her head. She's older now and she wants a place to rest, to stop moving. But she knows that we can't stay here. We've harvested enough so that we can live well for a while, care for the baby, but we can't carry more. Rest now. I think we'll leave at the next sunup. Once she begins moving again, she won't want to stop.
Doves, or rather their wings, heard above the roof and the linens floating above a comic wedding in which corpses exchange vows. A grand funeral celebration. Everyone has died at once, walking home always, always on the same blue road, cold through the black and white trees. Unless the film were reversed, she wouldn't reach the house, as she doesn't in her memory or in her dream.
We're ready. Dorna?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here, let me carry her. You rest. You need your strength.
Okay, no. Wait, don't pick her up like that. Damn it, Teresa.
Let's go, you two. It's getting late. Pick up that bag. Do you think she'll be safe to move in the sun?
I've made a protective cover in the carrier, wrapped in gauze so she will get enough air. But the way I've constructed the hood, she should be protected from the heat. It's makeshift, of course, but I think it'll work. I'll watch, too.
I've made a crude bottle. Make sure you keep it upright in one of your pockets.
I've got plenty of milk. We can stop if she needs to stop, Teresa, we must. I don't want her sitting in her own excrement all day. Do you understand?
Under the leprous trees, a white siren of light searches. Under the leprous trees, a white siren of sun.
I liked the dwellings better. This valley's too dark.
Then the sooner you wrap up all your crap, the sooner we can leave it behind us.
Did you check her wrappings?
Yes, she's fine. She's asleep.
The minute you start walking, she'll wake up. I don't want you too far ahead of us like yesterday. I can't hear her.
I can hear her. Don't worry. I'm not going to do anything wrong. I know much more about this than you, Dorna. Is there a bottle?
Yes, here. I've covered it better. Maybe it won't spill.
I want to get a head start, about 10 minutes. You two will catch up with me in no time. South. Southeast today.
As if it made a difference.
See you soon. Why are you so mean to her?
I don't understand how you can be so complacent. She's taken possession of the baby, as if I didn't have any relation to it. And she drives us to constantly move, ever moving. What is it we're after? Where is she leading us? Why can't we just stay someplace nice like the old dwellings?
Dorna, you know it's not safe. You know very well that we might encounter marauders who would do us harm. Scavengers. Besides, despite what she says, you know she's hoping to find some remnant of civilization. When she was scouting today toward south, southeast, she found this.
What is it? I've never seen one. It has some interesting colors.
It's a feather. I can't tell what it's from, but I could sense her excitement at finding it. We'd better go. If we're getting near some life or some oasis of civilization, the worst might be over. Here, let me help you. I guess that's all here.
Or the worst is yet to come.
Simon, is that you?
Ellen? Yes, I'm just putting out the garbage.
You are? You're putting out the garbage?
Just habit, I guess. I could feel myself just wanting to complete the routine, even though maybe some part of me is hopeful.
Funny word now. I never took you for an optimist.
What are you doing out here in the dark? I thought you'd be at your sister's house.
No. Strangely, she flew to Montreal last week to visit her ex-husband. I guess she still has a thing for him. And my mother went up to the cabin alone, and she left me a message that said I shouldn't feel compelled to follow her. I guess we're really a private family. Do you know what time it is?
I'm not wearing a watch, but I think it's about 8. A little before 8. There's not much time left. What were you doing?
Well, I came out here to do some Tai Chi. But when I saw the trees and felt the grass of my backyard, I had this idea that I could somehow connect with the earth. That maybe with my strong desire to rejoin all of this life that we came from, I could pull myself back into the sphere of life. And I know it sounds silly. Be sort of reborn as one of the organisms that we sprang from.
You mean physically become part of the earth?
Again. Well, it was just a thought. A notion. Not that my body would change, but maybe my energy would transform. I've been feeling this strong desire to reconnect, to become, to understand again our relationship with the planet, and especially now, when where life originates seems the only question to ponder. Do you think I've become one of the crazies, that depression or something has driven me round the bend?
I think you're trying to make sense of this mess when there's no ready explanation. And I think it's your nature to want to look forward, to find some place to progress to. That's who you are. When I listen to you, I feel sad that I never got to know you better. You've been a good neighbor.
Except when I had the chickens.
Yes, except for that. I was just too wrapped up in my own silly little schedule to take the time to know you, to notice you. Pity.
Are you going to hold the garbage bag all night? Better. You can come on over here. Where's Shaw?
He panicked a few days ago. He thought the violence in the city was going to be so bad that we would get killed before the end. As if that made a difference. He went to stay with his sister in the suburbs. Of course, the irony is that violence is always worse in the burbs. Anyway, I always knew that he wasn't really in our relationship. He's too practical and opportunistic to wholly give himself up to a meaningful relationship. And when they made the announcement, my first thought was that he wasn't going to stay with me until the end.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't worry. It's fine. I'm completely adjusted to it. In many ways, I feel like I was alone while we were together. My decisions seem easier somehow.
Come here. Feel this.
It's a tree. I can't see anything. It's so dark.
Feel the bark. Let your fingers feel how old and textured the ridges are. Like the face of a wrinkled old sage. But it's much older and much wiser. Give yourself to it. Don't think. Don't think, Simon. Give yourself to the feeling of being connected to this tree. It is, at least, your cousin of a sort. No, don't speak. Just feel.
This is who we are.
Yes. We've never left this existence. Our senses distract us from noticing, but you're right. This is who we are still. I thought that somehow if I focused my energy, I could rejoin that same energy we've been separated from all these centuries. Help me move the picnic table.
Okay. Ellen, did you think you would be able to do this before midnight?
I don't know. And I don't know exactly when the cloud will cover our part of the earth anyway. I just thought I would try. Simon, sit on the grass.
Feels good. A little cool. Feels like fur.
Can you feel the energy of it pulling you?
I'm not sure. Yes. Yes. Really, I can. I can, Ellen. Maybe I wouldn't have been able to be this sensitized a few days ago, but I swear I can feel the energy. It's astounding.
Didn't they say that all the plant life, natural resources, and organics would be left alone?
A guess. Apparently, the only species affected by the cloud, the plague, will be humans. It was probably designed that way, in a lab by some political wacko. Even now, they won't say for sure. But we'll be gone, and the planet will be left untouched.
Maybe we can let the Earth embrace us. The fronds of these ferns and the roots of that oak tree, the soil. Maybe we can fold ourselves, our energy, into the Earth before the cloud comes.
I don't know what time it is.
It doesn't matter. There's not much time left. We have to focus on our desire to do this, to find some way, some bridge to connect.
What is it?
Simon, I've got it. We'll become this life by making life.
What?
Let's walk down to the lake and make a baby.
A baby? You mean you and me?
Yes.
Procreate? You mean like make love and... But, well, scientifically, it wouldn't even have time to even...
Simon, it's the act that will help us rejoin the life of the Earth. Our desire to create life. And if by some strange chance we do survive, it will be the best, most spiritual act we can perform. We can roll into the delicate, lapping, warm waves of the lake, and we'll roll back into the waters that we all came from, as if to ignore fate and embrace a future connection. It's like a prayer. It'll be our prayer. Simon?
Okay. I'm sure we haven't much time. Just let me...
What? Lock the door?
Yeah, okay. Silly, huh? Nothing, I guess. Your logic is making sense to me, Ellen. It's taken hold of me. I really think this is the most spiritual thing we can do tonight. It's not what I thought I'd be doing on the last night of humanity, but now I can't think of anything else worth doing. I can't think of anything more valuable. Can we walk to the lake, do you think? Without being attacked?
Listen to the city. It's deserted. There's no one outside at all. Let's go. This will be the best offering we ever made in our lives, Simon. What was that?
The garbage.
Take my hand. Let's go.
I don't know if our relationship is anything out of the ordinary.
No, not at all.
No, not at all. I mean, sure, we had special times.
We've had some very special times.
Yes, we have.
Special times.
But nothing that, well, you know, any other kinds of people that loves each other don't have.
Our special times weren't extraordinary special times.
No.
They was just special, that's all.
Right.
Ordinary kind of special.
Just normal-like.
Like everyone has.
Special, though.
Mm-hmm. Special.
Like how we met.
Like how we met.
Ordinary kind of morning.
Cloudy.
Occasional showers.
Humid.
Humid.
Walking down to school.
High school.
First day.
Long walk.
Back then.
Yeah, back then.
Odd time of year for a tornado.
Yes.
Unusual.
But not that much.
No, not so much.
Still summer.
September.
Summer.
Warm.
Still warm. Uh-huh.
Small tornado.
Not big.
No, not big.
No.
Just ordinary.
Average.
Run of the mill.
Been worse.
A whole lot worse.
Picked me right up, though.
Right off the ground.
Clean off the ground.
Sucked him right in.
Sucked in, yep.
Happens sometimes.
Happened to anybody.
At any time.
Yep.
Any tornado could do it.
Pick you right up off the ground.
Pick anyone up off the ground.
Sure would.
Pick me up.
Yep, got her too.
About 10 miles away.
Other side of town.
Walking down to school.
Long dirt road.
Dirt road.
Sure enough.
Was paved, though.
Paved, uh-huh.
At that time.
Yeah, paved dirt road.
Asphalt.
Makes sense.
Whisked away in a cloud of dust on dirt road.
Clean off the asphalt.
Off the dirt, actually.
Dirt?
No sidewalk.
No sidewalk on dirt road?
Just dirt.
No asphalt?
Dirt sidewalk.
Paved road?
Asphalt.
Dirt sidewalk.
Dirt road.
I see.
Picked me right up.
Off the dirt road sidewalk.
Cloud of dust.
Clean off the ground.
We collided in the funnel.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Not hard, though.
Oh, yeah. Gentle.
More of a bump.
A nudge, almost.
I said, excuse me.
He did.
Sure did.
More of a yell, though.
Yell? Could have been.
A scream, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Just trying to be heard.
Perfectly reasonable.
Anybody else would have done it.
Just manners is all.
Thought I'd startled you.
No, not really.
No?
I was glad for the company.
Nice to have company in there.
Natural reaction.
Perfectly.
Spit us out right in front of the church.
Against the church.
Above the door.
Backs against the wall.
Facing out.
Legs down. Arms out.
Side by side.
Like a cross.
Like our Lord.
Kind of like, yeah.
Above the church door.
Happened before, I'm sure.
Lots of times, I suppose.
Slid right down.
Down to the ground.
Slow, though.
Slow slid.
Friction.
Introduced himself to me.
I sure did.